This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doubling down on reality in response to a growing number of people who are calling for info. What's truth? Justice in the American way? That could be the question. What is going on in your life and how can we help? The DJV program at your service and on your side with Jennifer Horn, front and center, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kushner, Doug Steffen, this lady who's been nominated to be the first Army Secretary. And we are once again finding exceptionalism, when in fact, wouldn't it have been nice if somebody like this who had the, if she's the most qualified, what difference does it make whether she's a woman or a man or black or white or whatever
it
is?
Did you say she's the first one? Is she the first?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, well, that's
Christine, well, what I'm saying is I find it troubling that it is that it's a big deal because she's a woman.
Yeah,
we know how
first,
sexist
then that's
the
a glass
Army
ceiling.
Is.
Yeah, that's yeah, a glass ceiling right. That's broken. That's a major accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not taking away from that. I'm just saying it's too bad it's taken so long and
absolutely.
That we still qualify people by whether they're black or white or whether they're Asian or American or whether they're women or men or transgender. I mean, what difference does it make? If this person is most qualified for the job, I don't know if she is or she isn't. I don't think about her. But I hope she has not been sent to confirmation because she is a woman. I hope she's being sent to confirmation because she's the best person to hold the Army's top spot, top civilian post. Anyway, has she been in the service?
So tell us about her. What's her qualification?
Well, I'm trying to figure out what it is that brought her to the attention because I know they're looking for this sort of thing. She was the top policy official in the Pentagon during the Obama years. She looks to be quite young, and she was there. I'm looking at, so there are other women who are in good spots, if you will, but they're not in, they are looking, at least in this circumstance, that the people who are there that have, you know, the women who have been there have not been in a position to influence what might be Pentagon policies, war policy, that kind of stuff. So I think she's a policy wonk, much than anything else. She's the director of the International Security and Defense Policy Center at the RAND Corporation out in Santa Monica. She was in the transition team at the Pentagon. She is, according to the stuff coming from the Secretary of Defense, a true patriot, whatever that means. That word is so abused these days. Who the hell knows what that means? And I don't know, again.
Well, what do you expect? This person that's going to run the Army is not a patriot.
I don't think that would fly.
Right.
So let me put this to you this way, because we were talking about the Chinese once again. Let's say, what would the optics look like? And I know this is going to be sticky, but I'm going to ask the question anyway. Because we were talking earlier, ladies and gentlemen, about the Chinese government and its new camera that is all over Amazon made by a company called Dahua. Is that how you pronounce it, Victoria? Dahua.
Mm-hmm.
And the Defense Department has said we will not use these. So they are aware of what happens. This company supports the military overview of trying to see what's on the ground everywhere in the world. So obviously they can use it for offensive purposes. I mean, hello. Two and two is still four. Let's get everybody's backyard in the picture so we can know where we're going if we decide we're going to invade America. And I don't think that that's a stretch. I think that's what they want. Either they want it for that reason or they want to intimidate us, one or the other. So let's say an American who is of Chinese descent gets appointed to one of these jobs. What do you think is going to happen in terms of review? Is it going to be more, less? Because the Secretary of Defense...
Do you mean on our side or on the side?
Yeah, he said that this lady has deep expertise that's critical in addressing and determining... I'm coming right... This is from the State Department. I'm sorry, the Pentagon's information sheet. She will be, her information, her expertise, critical in addressing and determining today's threats, including the pacing challenge from China and Russia and Iran and North Korea.
I mean, you're just, and to talk about the cameras, what you're talking about, they're wireless security cameras. And so those are just for sale to the public on Amazon. And so, this is something that now that this story has been broken, and I think Amazon is really feeling like they have, you know, some egg on their face because they purchased a lot of these cameras and used them in their own factories last year, in their own sorting centers. I would imagine Amazon is very quickly taking them down now that they know that there's a connection to the Chinese government and the military.
Yeah. So, anyway, I just think that it's something that we ought to be more aware of. I keep harping on it because I can't imagine people, once they know it, if you're paying attention, that you want these sorts of things in your home, you want them around. And, to further the business about, I didn't hear a response because I think it's a sticky question. But let's say somebody is,
are you saying should they be subjected to more scrutiny?
Yeah.
Someone who's not of Chinese descent.
Yeah, right. And people say, "Well, remember what happened to the internment camps before World War II, where they put all the
American
Japanese
citizens." I mean,
American citizens.
Are,
he's talking about. Yeah.
If you're an American citizen, you're an American citizen. I don't. I mean, unless you're someone who's migrated here or might have connection. I mean, they do extensive background checks on anybody who would take a position like this, especially at the high levels that this. I mean, the high security clearance that you need to hold this position. I can't imagine that it would be any different no matter who you are. I think it would be intense no matter your skin color, gender, whatever.
Yeah, I hope that's the case. Meanwhile, in Tennessee, Jay, the student who fired at police and then was shot, well, how did this person get a gun into school? I guess that's the question. The high school in Knoxville. What's the local rap on this? You know, Knoxville's how far from where you are in Nashville? About 100 miles, right?
It's about a two and a half hour drive. Mm-hmm. This whole thing is just heartbreaking. They're believing that the student who had the gun is the one who was killed. There's no reports of arrests being made.
Well,
anybody who's being taken into question is because they were a witness.
Mm-hmm. Well, the question that I have, apparently this kid was in a bathroom in the high school, and the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation ordered somebody was there. I don't know. The police were there, and they ordered the student to come out, but he wouldn't. So then he started shooting. So what was he in there for in the first place?
Why was he hiding?
I guess is something that will come out as people try to investigate. It's just, where do these guns come from?
Well, and I feel like that's the thing.
How's
whenever
he doing at high school with a gun?
Yeah.
Why wasn't there someone on campus with a gun to take him down?
Why weren't there metal detectors?
Why is there a push to remove police officers from campuses when stuff like this clearly happens? I don't understand why that has become
politically correctness. I think that's part of it, Jennifer. Frankly, I don't want to see a policeman in our school. It's like a police state.
That means that you're vilifying police in your mind. Why wouldn't you want to see a policeman?
If you're saying that about me, I'm not doing that at all. What I'm concerned about is that we've gotten to a state where this is progress, I would say, with a question mark, having to have a policeman in school to protect the kids because there are a lot of these damn nuts who have. How does this kid at 17 get a hold of a gun and bring it to school? Regardless of whether there should be somebody there to protect him, how does he get it and have it and bring it to school?
Well, look at other situations where it wasn't a student. It was somebody that wasn't even part of the school that brought a gun in. Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, when you ask, you know, where do they get the guns, these are people who are engaging in criminal behavior. So where do all criminals get their guns? They're going to get them wherever they want.
But at 17, are you that sophisticated that you think it's through?
Well, Kyle Rittenhouse is 17, right? And we found out that he paid a friend who was old enough to buy one. He bought a gun from his friend. So, you know, it's not that hard, unfortunately, it's not that hard to illegally acquire a gun in this country. It's just, I don't know,
I mean, that's, it doesn't matter how old you are. If you have money and you have, you know, the will to do it, you can do it.
Mm-hmm. And no gun law is going to stop that. That's the thing.
No gun law is going to stop that from criminal hands. If one of these students, if their parents have a gun in the house and they don't lock it up properly and the kid knows how to access it, I mean, it doesn't have to be this whole other thing. I mean, they could easily get it from within their own house.
More bad news for Governor Cuomo after this on the DJV program.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Last pickup is at 7? Team, we gotta hustle.
Like at Sunita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
18 after the hour on the DJV program. A couple of quick things here. Women and men who are working with the governor, for the governor in Albany, including a lot of aides and lobbyists and folks who are elected to positions, say that New York, the capital city, and the offices in New York City, rife with sexual harassment, rife with all kinds of stuff. And that the finger is not necessarily pointed just at Cuomo, but at others who were in that work environment that he apparently allowed to be. It was known that it was okay, you could get away with that sort of thing. So the more and more of that stuff is piling up. Meanwhile, the story from Miami today, in the Miami Herald, there's a story about police going to a home because the neighbors called in a child abuse complaint. When they went to the home, the complaint was about the mother having a Dr. Seuss book on the porch.
Oh, no, come on.
Yep, no, look at the Miami Herald. Dr. Seuss books, because all of the stuff, the headlines lately, this next-door nosy neighbor.
What's that phone call to the police, though? I need phone to report probably some child abuse. Okay,
yeah.
What?
And then that's it. That's all they say.
Or really? Yeah. They don't go then further. What are you reporting exactly?
Well,
the Dr. Seuss Green Eggs and Ham is sitting on the on the porch like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't go deeper than that.
This is why there's more training needed. The dispatcher should have asked more because they didn't know that that was what they were going there for. Somebody should have more information.
Do you know how hard the rules are if you're a teacher or if you're, forget being even in law enforcement, if you're a teacher, a doctor, a psychologist who is told that there's a child abuse claim? You have to act on it no matter what. Mm. You can't say, oh, that's not really child abuse. You have to investigate it.
Dr.
Seuss.
Rules
are really tough. Yeah.
Right. You talk about me and using phrases like out of wedlock. Good God. 21 after the hour. Mm.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, trending time at 23 after the hour. I got a beef here, now with Jay. She's the instrument of information. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, Doug, with a focus on what I have lived for since 1993, 4 months of the year in Los Angeles County, mostly Santa Monica in that area. And one of the pleasures that I have enjoyed every year for years has been going to the various ArcLight cinemas. There's one in Santa Monica. There's one in Culver City. The most iconic one is in Hollywood, the old Cinerama theater that they took over. And now they're all going to be closed, it looks like. Right? Isn't that the situation? And a lot of people are weighing in on this as to the reason for it, Jay.
Yeah, so their owner, Decurion, has issued a statement that they're all going to be shut down, ArcLight Cinemas, Pacific Theaters. Just recently, we were hearing that those chains were shooting for a Memorial Day weekend reopening. They were going to have Cruella and A Quiet Place Part 2. And now it's just, it's completely donezo. The new location in Culver City, they owe like over $100,000 just for their March rent alone, $181,000.
One location.
The landlords are just not working with them. The landlords are like, yep, just...
And what the hell else are they going to do with those theaters?
I know.
Nobody else. The movie business, they're not going to exchange, you know, like, AMC is not going to go take those places over. They'll be lucky
AMC's
to be able
struggling.
To keep there.
Right. The movie theater industry was, I mean, it was shellacked by all these shutdowns.
Well, but then the greedy bastards at Disney, which now are pushing for all of the movies to be, you know, on Disney Plus or wherever it is, they're responsible for this sort of stuff. And one wonders what's going to happen to the fare at the big auditoriums. People want to go back to the movies. That's clear. But anyway,
I feel like this is a warning shot for other COVID stuff, though. I mean, everybody's like, you know, kind of in this period where we're a little optimistic that things are starting to loosen up a little bit. But once those moratorium orders are lifted on people's rent, on people's home loans, on people's commercial real estate, I can't imagine. Watch the tank. Yeah. For people who haven't paid anything for a year and going, okay, now you're start paying.
Yeah, no, it's not going to be a payment plan. It's going to be, okay, now you owe us all of this by the end of this month.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, there was actually a new ArcLight in Boston that was supposed to open up. I was looking forward to that. Anyway, it's just bizarre.
It's a real bummer. It is a real bummer.
Yeah, it is. Yep. It's not a good sign of the times. All right, here's Ted Nugent, who's clueless again. What's that story, Jay?
He was wondering why there was no shutdown with COVID 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way through 18. But why
there
was a COVID 19 shutdown.
Oh, my God.
Yep, this was a real rant.
He was being funny, right?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Yeah. I hope he's being funny.
So
he's
for those
not
who
a
don't
dumb
know,
guy.
Yeah, for those who don't know, the 19 in COVID 19 is because that was the year that it was found.
Yeah, it's not number 19.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, there have been six other strains of coronavirus to infect humans in recent history, but those were not COVID 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
All right, my comment is not aimed at you, but I look at this story about the talk that's trending, and I think to myself, who cares? Why should anybody give a rat's butt about this? Who cares about who's on these daytime talk shows that nobody's watching anyway? This is a completely made-for-publicity sort of story, and people get suckered into it, Jay. Is that, you know, I mean, how many times do we have the same damn conversation about what Sharon Osbourne thinks and racism? I mean, this is so old and so trite. It just, I don't know, maybe that's just me, but.
Well, yesterday was the first airing since the week they had that big blow up and everything shut down during investigation. Yeah. So they finally went back to new episodes as of yesterday, and they dedicated the entire show to that conversation.
Hmm. And?
Yeah, so I'm kind of with Devin. Does anyone care?
And now we can move on?
Yeah.
Who has an investigation over something that happened on TV?
It's ridiculous. Taking themselves too seriously. Stupid. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with today's Pet Tip. You know, of the questions I get asked all the time, many of them refer to, Warren, why does my pet do certain things? For example, why does your dog pant? You know, the thousands of sweat glands all over our bodies enable us to cool ourselves down by sweating. In contrast, the dogs only possess sufficient sweat glands on their feet. They therefore rely on panting as a means of regulating their body temperature. If your dog begins to overheat, she opens her mouth, extends her tongue, and begins rapid, heavy panting as a cooling mechanism. And why does your dog raise its front paw? You know, every dog in America, it might be chewing, it might be jumping, but every dog knows how to shake hands, and everyone says, good boy, good boy. Generally speaking, when a dog raises its paw, it's not, hi, how you doing, pop? What it means is, I want to dominate. It's a sign of dominant behavior. In the wild, when wolves approach each other, the more dominant wolf will take its paw and throw it over the back of the other one. And one of my favorite is, why does my cat bother me while I'm on the phone? Well, think about this. You're home alone. No one's saying a word. No one's talking. You're talking. Who do you think your cat thinks you're talking to? Of course, it's him. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. In fact, over 1 million homeowners took advantage of refinancing or buying a new home with Rocket Mortgage. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase again, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. With an official mortgage review from Rocket Mortgage, you'll see just how much money you could save by making a move right now. Don't look back over these next few weeks and wish that you had taken action. You could save hundreds on your mortgage payments or pay off your home loan earlier than planned. You could even take cash out of your home to pay off high interest debt, complete home repairs, or bulk up on an emergency fund. When you want to secure a low rate, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com. Rocket.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Minnesota police made more than 60 arrests for rioting and other offenses during protests for Dante Wright on Tuesday night in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Dante had a warrant and was shot and killed by police as he struggled with officers during an arrest. It should be noted, court records show the arrest warrant was for first-degree aggravated robbery with a gun in a December 2019 event. President Biden will withdraw all remaining U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attack that prompted America's involvement in our longest war. Officials believe the threat to the United States emanating from Afghanistan is at a level that can be addressed without a persistent military footprint in country. A San Diego Zoo employee was hospitalized Monday afternoon after being bitten by a venomous snake in a non-public area of the zoo. The snake is an African bush viper, and the venom typically kills within days. The condition of the zookeeper is unknown at this time. USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's another NASCAR weekend in Richmond, Virginia. Trucks on Saturday afternoon, and then the Cup Series continues Sunday. We sat down with driver Martin Truex Jr. and asked him about the changes for 2021 and what he's looking forward to as we get deeper into the season.
You know, just learning the new road courses that we haven't been to yet. You know, COTA's, we did the tire test out of COTA. That was a you know, really unique, different track, very different road course than anything we race on. I think it's like, kind of like if you mash together Watkins Glen and Sonoma, it's kind of what it is. It's got a little bit of everything. So that, I thought was fun. And I think it's going to be a good show. And, never been to Road America. You know, I enjoy watching there on, you know, the races that they have. And, you know, just learning those new courses is fun. You know, Road America is a historic road course, and it's going to be cool to go there. And then obviously, Indianapolis road course have no laps there either. So, I think figuring those out are going to be fun. That's always a good challenge.
How about the next gen race car set to debut next year?
Yeah, I think, you know, for me and you know, for our team, I think it's, you know, you got to get through this year first. I know in the background at JGR, they're working on the new car. Everybody at TRD and at Toyota, they're all working on, you know, planning and figuring out how all that stuff's going to look. And when you go inside the actual, you know, the 19 team, the 20, the 18, the 11, whatever, we're all focused on, you know, the job at hand, which is, you know, how do we go win this championship this year? So, there's a little bit of everything going on, but we focus on, you know, what's closest to us right now.
I'm Lance Pryor. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Solutions to problems. If you don't want to get sick, stay home. How's that? Pretty good. You like that? That's the way it works. Solutions to problems. Some problems we can fix, some we can't. This is the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, the vaccines. I noticed, I don't know, I look at all of this stuff about the vaccines, and I think to myself, oy, the COVID relation. There's two headlines that I'm looking at in my local paper. COVID-19 vaccine equity program advances. So that's been a big sub-issue, right, of all of this. The folks of color not getting shots as quickly as white people, some areas. And then the other headline is COVID infections increase for the youngest residents.
Yeah, that's that's the B117 variant that's
right.
Putting
yeah.
more younger people in the hospital.
And then I'm chuckling because one of the trending stories that we were talking about was Ted Nugent wanting to know more about COVID-18 and 17 and 16, not recognizing the fact that the reason it's called COVID-19 is because it happened in 2019. So there's a smile to be, even in the darkest of all of these stories, you can realize something that is just You know, okay. So that might, people say, is he that dumb? I don't know whether he's that dumb or he's not that dumb.
I hope it's a joke, because if you are that stupid, where have you been? I mean, I really do hope it is a joke. I'm no Ted Nugent fan, but, I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm. No. All right, so what's the latest, Victoria, on all of this? Let's stretch it. We don't have to stretch it out. Just
the latest
give us some
on Ted Nugent? I don't know.
No, right. No, COVID. Infections, vaccines, numbers.
Well, if you want to, okay, if you want to talk about some brand new breaking news, the Johnson & Johnson is, if that's what you're mentioning, I know you're being very vague, so I'm not sure where you
Well, no,
you
I think here, it was, we were talking about Johnson & Johnson before, and the fact that they're yanking everything off the market, this is not going to be great. If you own stock in Johnson & Johnson, you probably should sell it. Well, maybe not, just hold on to it, but it's not going to go anywhere but down today.
Well, the story is that, the federal health officials are expected to put an immediate pause on the use of the Johnson & Johnson single-dose vaccine. Six recipients in the U.S. have developed a rare disorder involving blood clots within about 2 weeks of vaccination. That's the real reason. All six recipients are women, ages 18 to 48. One woman died. A second woman in Nebraska has been hospitalized and is in critical condition. 7 million people so far in the U.S. have gotten the J&J shot. Roughly 9 million more doses have been shipped to states. So they're just putting a pause on all of it. The J&J has been used at a lot of mega sites, so it's a one and done, which makes sense, so that you can process more people and then they don't have to come back 3 weeks later.
What is the reason for there being 2 weeks between shots? I didn't quite ever understood.
3 weeks or 4 weeks? Yeah.
For your antibodies build.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Right, and then you need your booster.
I have a theory about the Johnson & Johnson. I'm not a doctor, so it's just a theory, but one of the side effects of COVID is blood clots. That's a pretty common one for people who have had it. So, for instance, when I heard about that, I started taking a baby aspirin. I just added it to my repertoire that I take every morning. But I wonder, because the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is dead virus, if maybe that's what's sticking around. Because you're really getting inserted with the virus with Johnson & Johnson. You're not with Moderna and Pfizer. It's kind of an artificial manipulation of your immune system. So I wonder if that has something to do with it.
Yeah.
Well, they're pausing while they investigate, and Jen could have a very strong theory with that. This is the same issue that AstraZeneca has been facing, which is why so many people, and we never approved of the AstraZeneca vaccine here. They've yanked it in a lot of places throughout Europe. They put a lot of restrictions on who can get it, who can't. They wouldn't let anyone over 60 or something, like say, or 55 now. I think in Europe you can't get it if you're over that age. Maybe it is the blood clot concern that is popping up with J&J. I don't know.
Well, the idea here is to get more people vaccinated. No question about that. Some people are suggesting that more people get the first vaccine and put second on hold. So at least there are more people who have one vaccine dose, because many of the doctors are saying that it's urgent that we get some of this stuff into everybody's body or as many people as possible. Does that make sense under the circumstance? And I'm not going to ask Dr. Fauci that question.
I'm still taking my second shot on the 24th. No one's kicking me out of line, so no, I want to be fully inoculated. Mm-hmm. If they change the rules down the road, okay. But for right now, I'm going to follow the script.
Well, one of the things that is a concern is that if you have a delay between shots, there are new variants developing. Would you say 300 variants?
700 in New Jersey.
700.
Yeah.
So are all of these going to, are you going to then make yourself more vulnerable to getting it if you don't have the boost that you get from the second shot? And then there's more theories.
Yeah,
it is, right? It's a real concern. If you look over at Britain, large benefits from maximizing the number of people who get one shot, though, and that's where this info is coming from, Victoria. The British have deliberately delayed second shots 12 weeks instead of two between the shots. And apparently the results are pretty good on the B.1.1.7 variant. There are fewer people. The number of people has which spiked, a couple of weeks ago, way down now. So maybe that's the secret. Under the circumstances, there's no real scientific evidence of how any of this stuff works. They're all shooting by the, grabbing their pants.
Well, because we just haven't had enough time yet. So, they know that Pfizer gives you 6 months of immunity, But we've only, most people have only had it for 6 months. So until they reach the 8 and 10 month and maybe 1 year mark, we won't really know because we're doing this in real time. And that's not how any vaccines are developed. That's why it takes years for vaccines to be approved, because they have to do all of this testing that we're all now living experiments with.
So there's a problem in Michigan. Refresh my memory. What is the governor there is at odds with the feds? So they're not, she's asked for more vaccine and they said you can't have more because they want them.
She's got a real problem. That's Whitmer, Governor Whitmer, who kind of has had the same problems to a smaller extent that Newsom had. She was the one who gave special treatment to her husband while she was shutting everything else down. She also had the same story with New York that Andrew Cuomo did, putting people in nursing homes. The difference is that she was more upfront about it and that she offered money to nursing homes that would take COVID-positive patients. So that's how she's kind of risen above the fray. But Michigan's really having a hard outbreak. And so instead of just encouraging vaccines and kind of letting things go, she's being pressured to close things down again. The CDC says that she should close things down. And I don't know if she's asking for more vaccines or not. I'm not sure about that. But
why would she be denied? Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Trouble.
Why would she be denied more vaccines? They're the number one hotspot in the country.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Send them where they're needed.
Right.
Is this all political? Is Whitmer a Republican?
No, she's a Democrat. Are you saying that this has happened, or is this like a Doug story? Like, is this a...
No, it says no. No, fact check me. The feds said they will not send any more. They're not going to send, the allotment is the allotment, and that's what you're going to get, and if it's too bad if you don't like it. That's basically, yes, you can fact check that.
Okay.
42 past the hour. Speaking of fact checking, you can check in with our download every day and see if I have the facts right. The daily DJV download at djvshow.com. Most recent one is a focus on the food supply and how four companies control the seeds and what grows in the entire world. That is certainly something that was trending, and you can get the story behind the story if you didn't hear that. Who controls worldwide food production? You'll get that story and so much more. You'll pick up on the gist of many of our conversations every day. You don't listen to the whole program, you listen to the download. DJV Show at, where are we? DJVshow.com, that's it. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com. All right, people in the news on the DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay, Kanye West first up. I don't know whether we put him first or Kim Kardashian. They're getting a divorce, and apparently Kanye wants joint custody? Was there a question that he wasn't going to get custody or any rights at all?
She already agreed to this, so I don't know why this is, like, now making news, because they had all of their agreements done before she filed for divorce.
Really?
So, I think because his paperwork may have just come out. That's what I think. Because they've already done this. I mean, they haven't been together. They've agreed on this stuff. But I think it's just because it's made public, and so then it's a breaking news story. It's all
It's old news. Here's breaking news that's important. Dolly Parton has a new ice cream line. A new ice cream flavor made by Dolly and artisan ice cream company Jenny. In such high demand, customers trying to get their hands on it. It's a limited run, and they're selling it in pints. It's called Strawberry Pretzel Pie, described as layers of salty pretzel streusel, subtly sweet, effortlessly tangy. It has cream cheese ice cream in it. Lipstick, red strawberry sauce. Good God. Talking about packing on the pounds.
You know, I'd like to try it. I was really turned off by the idea of strawberry and pretzel, but I was listening to someone talk, and apparently that's a southern specialty that I'm just not aware of. My mom was from the south, but we never had pretzel pie, so.
Yeah, it's this weird, like, jello-y thing. It has, like, whipped cream kind
of
stuff.
Have you tasted it?
And crumbled pretzels. Yeah, I'm not a fan. It's not my cup of tea. But
you ate it. You got bought some and had
it. Not this ice cream, Doug. She's not talking about this. She's talking about the pie. Like,
no, the actual
pie. Oh, the pie.
Yeah. The, like, strawberry pretzel pie.
Pretzel
thing.
Pie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that turning into ice cream. But the crazy thing about this story is that the whole website crashed because this was in such high demand that no one got any. And here's the other thing that's odd to me. That people are selling the pints that they were able to get on eBay for $1,000 a pint.
And how are they shipping it so that there's anything left when you get it at your end?
I guess dry ice.
Hello.
I don't know. I mean, it's a very weird thing. But that's just how much Dolly is in demand. So good for her.
Dolly,
I love that anything she does.
All right. So is Carol Baskin in that much demand? Apparently there's a new apparel line. I heard Jennifer whisper, I'm going to get it. The line is
Carol
called...
Carol Baskin's sort of like the Florida version of Dolly Parton.
Right.
Really.
That's true.
The line is called, Are You Kidding Me? So what do we expect to come from this, ladies?
Oh, it's lots of leopard.
I was just going to say, a lot of animal print.
A lot of animal print.
Flower
they have
crown.
There's a flower crown that you can buy, just like the one that Carol likes to wear. They have face masks. They have sweatshirts, baby onesies, color-changing mugs, wall art. They have the all-over print leggings, which you can imagine Carol Baskin wears, cheetah, tiger, or leopard. And then I think one of my favorites is she has this really hideous sweatshirt that has her face on it with a flower crown. And
gotta
like
have it.
And all kinds of, like, prints and stuff around it.
Is it sad, though, I'd feel like a traitor if I bought anything from her? Because I feel like I'm Team Exotic, so...
Right.
All sales through Earth Day next week will support the Bobcat Rehab Program, as well as her other cat efforts. So is that going to be an enhancement when people buy more because they want to support her projects?
No. No, I think it has nothing to do with what she's going to do with money. I think people just want to have the junk.
Yeah. Yep. So is it junk, though? Is it bad quality? How do you know?
I think real animal lovers may actually not want to buy stuff from Carol Baskin, to be honest.
True.
I mean, all of these things are just so, I don't know, they're just not right.
Remind people what her relationship is to the guy who's in jail.
They tried to kill her.
Please.
They're mortal enemies, even though they do the exact same thing. But yes.
Yeah. Send the cat to get him.
They actually are the same person, just different genders.
Yes.
Right.
All right. There it is. The latest Carol Baskin
snappy
stuff.
Snappy dressers.
It's 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Harry Geller joins us now with his weekly visit, talking about everything under the sun. Did you know that this is International Feng Shui Awareness Week? The ancient art of Feng Shui, which was developed in China when they actually were wonderful people back 3,000 years ago. So when you set up your home in England or your home when you lived in America or your home now back in your native Israel, do you take into account Feng Shui practices? Seems to me you and I talked about that in your house in England many years ago.
Both my apartment here and the museum are Feng Shui. We made sure to place, especially in the museum, because, you know, I'm a great believer that if someone touches an item, an object, they instill their energies into the object, and so I made sure that where John Lennon is displayed, Elvis Presley, Michael Jackson, David Bowie, Salvador Dali, they're all placed in such a situation that the Feng Shui energy lines can flow freely, and this empowers the whole hall, you know, the space where the museum is. And look, the fact is that we know about Feng Shui. You know, Doug, that science is basically doing something dangerous. And let me explain. It's getting popular. Science is getting popular. And ordinary people are beginning to understand how consciousness is formed, how the cosmos was born, how atoms work, how life evolves. Science, Doug, is becoming an intelligent form of entertainment, like art and literature. You know, for decades, there have been clever explainers like Leonardo da Vinci, because I own one of his rock crystals that Salvador Dali gave me. And if you look at Leonardo da Vinci's paintings and Michelangelo's painting, you will see a lot of science involved in their art. So, yes, we are learning more about the real tangible energy lines, the auras, the spirits, the ghosts of our lives. Mm-hmm. This all does exist, and I'm a huge, huge believer. And this is why I actually went out and bought Lamb Island. I'm the owner of an island, a mysterious island in Scotland that is very near Edinburgh, and it's on off the shores of North Berwick. And believe it or not, Stevenson, who wrote Treasure Island, lived on that shore. So most probably he was looking at my Lamb Island, and that's when the story Treasure Island formed in his mind. And under Lamb Island, there are ley lines that go directly to Roslyn Chapel, you know, the Da Vinci Codes. Right. From there, they travel to Jerusalem. Then they take a sharp right turn into the pyramids in Egypt. Also, my island is a hotspot for UFOs. As time goes by, science is beginning to validate that UFOs exist. We've got all these Navy pilot films of seeing UFOs. Now they just released a film where you can actually see triangular UFOs zooming by in speeds that are unheard of, uncalculable with modern science. So, yes, I do believe that in a few years, well, not a few, but maybe 3 decades from now, there will be contact. Steven Spielberg's movies, you know, Contact, and all the other films that we've seen that we consider today science fiction will come to be true.
You're right. And more things that we thought were impossible to even imagine are coming true. The world. I have a very good friend, Jonathan Tucker. You haven't seen this show over in Israel yet, but I would ask you to look it up. It's called Debris, and it deals in what you are talking about. It's fascinating. Maybe sometime I'll take him to see you in Israel if I can get him away from doing shoots and movies and TV shows. But it's a fascinating story about things that have come to Earth that were part of a interstellar platform that somehow blew apart, and the pieces are falling to the earth, and the people that are affected by it. It's a fascinating show. You should look it up. Debris.com. All right, so there we go. More discussion about energy, things that are super, super natural, but they are super important. And you can find them all at Uri's website, Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com. Don't forget to check on his book. That's out. The most recent book of dozens that he's written is called Learn to Douse, Using Your Own Intuition to Learn How to Do It. It's fascinating stuff. Energy, energy, energy. We're all beings of energy. Uri, talk to you next week. Uri Geller here.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.